In Syria, Palestinian refugees of the Yarmouk camp on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus, are faced with starvation. Reports from the camp say that people have started hunting cats, dogs, and even donkeys. This is while foreign-backed insurgents are still holed up inside, and government forces keep fighting to force them out. Reports say 78 people, including 25 women and 3 children, have died as a result of food shortage there. Syria has been gripped by a foreign-backed insurgency for nearly 3 years. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali has been following this story closely. He joins us from Damascus. Mohammed Ali, it's pretty sad and it's pretty alarming to hear about how people are starving to the point they have to hunt for cats, dogs, and even donkeys. Tell us more about the dire situation there at the Yarmouk camp.
Yes, Kaveh, exactly. It's a very sad situation. The stories you hear about the people suffering inside are very sad. It is estimated that nearly 20,000 civilians remain trapped inside the Al-Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus by the foreign-backed insurgents. We have to here speak about the situation of the camp and note that there are several armed groups in control occupying this camp. Some of them are, there are Palestinian armed men inside, there are Syrian armed men. You have other groups that are linked to Al-Qaeda like Al-Nusra Front and other extremist groups like Ibn Taymiyyah groups. Now, all of those remain inside the camp occupying it. We know that there were several initiatives, Kaveh, launched by Syria-based Palestinian factions. There were committees, popular committees formed, who were negotiating with the armed men inside the camp in order to perhaps allow humanitarian aid to enter the camp. The first initiative also stipulated that the Palestinian and Syrian armed men inside the camp would force the foreigners to retreat back and keep the Yarmouk camp away from any fighting. This initiative did not work. Then came other initiatives to perhaps make it possible to bring in some of the humanitarian aid, food and medical assistance. The first time also we were accompanying the aid convoys, the UN aid convoys. The first time it didn't work. This was a month ago approximately. It didn't work as some of those extremists opened gunfire at one of the members of the popular committees and shot him in his chest. The second time also gunfire was opened at the convoys. But then some of the food aid baskets were able to be delivered to some of those in need. But this is not enough. There are about 20,000 civilians inside. We met the United Nations UNRWA deputy chief in Syria. I met him. We interviewed him at the entrance of the camp. He said only about 140 parcels of food aid were delivered, but this is not enough, of course. We have to note here that the Syrian government, the authorities, continue to provide all the facilitations needed to provide this aid to inside the camp, but the armed men, the extremists in particular, remain blocking this aid from reaching those in need by opening gunfire. The latest development, if I have time, just a couple of hours ago, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the General Command, which is the main Palestinian faction inside Syria, the most powerful perhaps, has issued a statement and said that tomorrow in the morning they will start delivering the food aid to inside the camp, large amounts of them, despite all the dangers, and even if they were shot at, those committees will continue to deliver food aid starting from 8 a.m. Damascus time tomorrow.